A dynamic debut for Denver, delivering a double defeat. The Great Eight ready to dominate as everyone opens up with non-conference clashes. And who says you can't go home as Chris Bergeron returns as the main man in Miami? All that next on the NCHC Radio Show.
College hockey fans, the home conference to the last four national champions returns to Xcel Energy Center and the state of hockey this March. Four NCHC teams will compete for a championship at the 2020 NCHC Frozen Faceoff, March 20th and 21st. Don't miss a moment of the action.
All session tickets for the NCHC Frozen Faceoff go on sale November 8th at Ticketmaster.com.
This is the NCHC Radio Show, and I'm Jim Rich. Well, once again, the power in college hockey appears to be located in the National Collegiate Hockey Conference, with half the schools ranked nationally to open the season. And the two top spots in the country belong to the NCHC as well, Duluth and Denver. The Pioneers jumped right into the fray last weekend when they headed to the final frontier for a pair in Fairbanks. The opener was even at three with only 63 seconds remaining. But Cole Gutman scores to give DU a 4-3 victory. The following night, Denver completed the sweep with a 3-0 whitewash. Another great start to the season for the Pioneers, which is just what's expected every year, according to Denver captain Ian Mitchell.
It's just the culture that's been instilled starting with Monty, and it's just carried on through now with DC. It's the same thing every year. The expectations are the same, and within our dressing room, there's a certain level of respect that goes around with every single player, and I think that's what, aside from things that go on the ice, it's a relationship that I have with all my teammates that I think really allows Denver to be a special program every single year.
Denver currently ranked second in the USCHO poll, while the top spot remains with the two-time defending champs, Minnesota Duluth. The Bulldogs will raise their latest national championship banner on Friday night when they host UMass Lowell as they begin quest for a three-peat. Now, perhaps the most important key in turning the trick for a third time stands between the pipes. Hunter Shepard, an NCHC preseason all-conference team member, is ready to do his part. And even though he's already won nearly every honor out there, Shepard knows it's not all about one player.
On the movie Miracle, when the guy says, you know, we're not looking for the best players, looking for the right ones, like, that is so true. Like, you can't have 10 guys that think they're going to play in the first line. You can't have 10 guys on full rides and then 10 guys that get nothing. It's not all about the style of play. It's about being able to get the team to come together, and you got to have guys to fill every role because every role is important. You need every guy. You need every line.
All eight teams are involved in non-conference clashes this week, including Colorado College. The Tigers will face a tall task hosting the Minnesota Gophers. CC, though, is coming off a breakthrough season, and sophomore captain Grant Cruikshank says it certainly was an enjoyable ride a year ago, but the Tigers have more goals to try to attain this go around.
Our program was not where we wanted it to be a few years ago. It's still not where we want it to be. Like, we want to win a national championship. We want the gold pin, the Pikes Peak Trophy, the NCHC championship. It's you know, those are all the goals that we have of our team. We feel like we can reach them.
Miami has been known as the cradle of coaches, and that legend will only grow now that Chris Bergeron is taking over the Redhawks program. Bergeron, a former Miami player and an assistant in the program for a decade, now returns after a successful run at Bowling Green. One reason this job was so enticing for Bergeron is because he knows firsthand how successful this program can be.
We've proven in Oxford that we can go to a national tournament 6 out of 8 years, and we can go to a Frozen Four and go to a national championship game and compete against anybody. And I still feel that way. I'm not saying that we couldn't do it where I was before. What I'm saying is I believe in my heart we can do it in Oxford, and that's the plan coming back to Miami.
Some hardware will be on the line when 14th-ranked Western Michigan takes part in the Icebreaker Tournament. The Broncos will open up with 12th-ranked Ohio State. Western head coach Andy Murray believes his veterans should make a big difference this season.
A lot of people are talking about our team and with the returning players and there's optimism. But our theme in our very first meeting was that before you talk about winning, you have to learn how to win. And we've still got some learning to do. And we've had some good teams in the last number of years. But ultimately, we haven't got the job done. So, you know, we need to get better.
Some of the other openers, we'll see Alabama Huntsville visiting Omaha, 7th-ranked St. Cloud State at Bemidji State, and Canisius will be in Grand Forks to take on number 18, North Dakota. I'm Jim Rich, and this has been the NCHC Radio Show.